This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the New England Sports Turf Managers Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the New England Sports Turf Managers Association's Turf Zone podcast. In this episode, we feature an article titled, An Often Overlooked Weed Management Opportunity, by Randy Prostek, UMass Extension Weed Specialist. As we build weed management programs for turf and landscape settings, it is important to take advantage of every opportunity at our disposal. One such opportunity occurs during the establishment and/or renovation process that often occurs in the turf and landscape areas we manage. It is at times hard to fight the temptation to adopt the plant now and worry about it later strategy. This is a path that will likely result in great regret down the road. Weed management at the start of a project can solve many difficult weed problems. The expression, "let's start with a clean slate," should be in the back of your mind as you plan and implement establishment and/or renovation projects in turf and landscape areas. Situations where the fresh state, clean slate approach may be warranted. Turf. 1. Weeds cover exceeds 50%. 2. The presence of difficult-to-control weeds as a result of neglect and/or ineffective management. 3. Lack of effective cultural or selective herbicidal options for weed species. 4. Perennial weeds with asexually vegetative means of reproduction, creeping roots, rhizomes, or nutlets. Landscape. 1. The presence of difficult-to-control weeds, including invasive plants, as a result of neglect and/or ineffective management. 2. Lack of existing effective cultural or selective herbicidal options for specific weed species. 3. Perennial weeds with asexually vegetative means of reproduction, creeping roots, rhizomes, or nutlets. Implementation guidelines. A non-selective, translocated herbicide such as glyphosate is the most appropriate when implementing the fresh state, clean slate approach. Contact herbicides such as Diquat, Reward, pelargonic acid, Scythe, and non-chemical products that contain clove oil, citric acid, acetic acid, or orange extract are not suitable. These contain herbicides that will not control perennial weeds, especially those with asexually vegetative means of reproduction. Turf. In turf, the fresh state clean slate strategy focuses primarily around the establishment of a new turf area when little, if any, of the previous turf is worth saving. 1. Late summer and early fall, August 14th to September 15th is the best time for turf establishment by seed. 2. In preparation for turf establishment, treat an area with glyphosate, a non-selective translocated herbicide, in early to mid-July. If perennial weed regrowth is observed, another application can be made before seeding. There is no need to be concerned with summer annual weeds, crabgrass, carpetweed, spotted spurge, and purslane that may germinate late in the season. 2. In preparation for turf establishment, treat area with glyphosate, a non-selective translocated herbicide, in early to mid-July. If perennial weed regrowth is observed, another application can be made before seeding. There is no need to be concerned with summer annual weeds, crabgrass, carpetweed, spotted spurge, and purslane that may germinate this late in the season. 3. Collect and submit a soil test. Soil test results will indicate if corrective measures regarding soil pH and fertility are necessary. 4. Select a seed mixture appropriate for the site based on site conditions and intended turf area use. This mixture should contain turf species and cultivars of those species that are best adapted to the most limiting site factors, fertility, shade, moisture, traffic wear, and site use. 5. Seeding can be done with an overseeder and there is no need to remove the dead surface layer. 6. Turf establishment at the end of the growth season will not require a pre-emergence herbicide application. If annual bluegrass, Poa annua, is a problem, an application of mesotrione, sprayable or on-starter fertilizer formulation, will suppress this fall germinating winter annual weed. 7. Application of a starter fertilizer, water-soluble, quick-release, is recommended. 8. Irrigation should be applied in the absence of adequate rainfall. 9. In the spring following turf establishment, standard weed management practices should resume. Landscape. In a landscape setting, the Fresh State Clean Slate strategy focuses primarily around the installation of a new landscape, as it may be difficult to convince your customer to rip out an existing landscape with the sole purpose of managing weeds. However, if the landscape ornamentals are overgrown and weeds, including invasive plants, are present, it might be something to consider. 1. Determine the most troublesome weed species at the site. 2. While glyphosate may provide acceptable control for many weed species, it might not be effective enough and another herbicide will need to be used or incorporated. 3. In most cases, the control of weeds should begin well in advance of the installation of landscape ornamentals. For spring installations, weed management strategies might need to start the previous growing season. For late season installations, weed management can begin early in the season. While this may be viewed as a lengthy process, it is important to make sure that your weed management objectives are obtained before planting begins. Reprinted with permission from UMass Hort Notes, 2019, Volume 31, February 1st, 2019. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.